loses the handle. And coming out to chase, there is Xavier. Off the referee. That puck poked away. Uh-oh. Got through, though. There's a shot off the shoulder. High side. And short side. Yep. That one was off the top of her shoulder. Yep. So power play goal here for Spooner. Did they call out who got it?
Who?
All right, so Brian Boltink. I think he had something wrong with his helmet.
5-1 to score, 2-11 to go here in the second period. 31 shots on goal for 6-5. In the field zone again as Spooner has it. Draftville behind the net. Near side half point. To the corner. Fight for it. Harlan. How's it going? Oh, that's not. Dang it.
And here comes Harlan. Harlan's got numbers. Centering pass. Rebound. And no. Loose puck. Willie trying to find it down behind the net and lost his footing. Oh, and Daniel took a shot after keeping that puck down below the line. Kind of shakes his head. Frank coming all the way around.
Frank wraps down the row behind Tanya. It's looking like he's passing it up to Harlan. Look at the thing for that throw. I think the shot goes wide behind the net. Now the far side corner is still in the field zone. Watch that throw. There's that half court talent right there. Spooner trying to come up with it. They do at point. Look at the first shot. Does. Do about 17 skates.
It was.
A lot of skates. That's nice, that one.
Kicking that ahead now is Frank. Frank gets the puck wide. Now gets the puck deep. Team Seal needed a change. Now coming out is Angelina. Angelina on the forecheck. Got the puck down there. Xavier working at three. Down by the circle half wall. Hash mark. And there was a shot in there from Kazowitz. He takes another one. That's rolling shot and save. And now this puck is going to be an icing and golden opportunity, actually, for Team Steel. They could put all their horses in right now with 20 seconds left and face off in their offensive zone, maybe to cut this deficit a little bit. Face off one. And now down below the goal line, they tried to feed out front. And that puck backhanded down below the goal line. Coming up there, and here comes Spooner, and that's that for the end of the second. 5-1 Spooner over Team Seal. So we are going to send it back to, we got another period left of hockey to play here, but we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 9-minute timeout, 9 minutes.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store. Type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction. Download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, JeffHakenandRoofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. JeffHakenandRoofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Longman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls, and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Scott Heckman along with Matt Nichols, and we're going to be bringing you hockey here. And right now we have, it's 5-1 Spooner. And I guess going through it here, Matt, Team Seal, they have 3 power play goals and a shorthanded goal. So that's kind of the difference in the second. Otherwise, it was pretty tied up right there. Oh, look at that. We got the fastest Zamboni driver in the West right here, and that is Bill Kazowitz.
Yeah, he's getting the final stretch cleaned up here. He waits for the when you do his part, so he jumps out here as well, but you're right, he runs it hot.
He certainly does. So let's go through the Team SEAL roster because we got in late. But we have seniors, Nolan Niehoff, Daniel Wibble, first-year player, Harlan Kazowitz, and Levi Durs on the roster. He just was not able to play this year because of having knee surgery. So he's hoping to be ready for baseball. I helped coach those guys, too, and that's pretty interesting as far as that goes. So let's look again here. And then your juniors on the team. We got Tanya Duell, who's in goal. Natalie Dobbs, first-year player, I believe. Frank Keefe. And then down to our sophomores, we have Callan Chuzzle, Will Krause, Xavier Howes, and Angelina Bebo. And for freshmen, Audrina Damro, who's a first-year player. Cameron Roberts. And I mean first year, meaning not first high school year, but first year playing hockey. Cameron Roberts, a longtime hockey player. Audrey Heckman, my daughter, she's a first-year hockey player. And Zach Roberts. So we got the twins. They aren't able to play tonight, and neither is Audrina Damro. Here come the referees, and we're going to get ready for the third period coming up shortly here. What else you got to add, Matt?
I'll run some stats for both of you that are listening. We ended the first period 1-1. Nicely tied up. Still had a great first period. Four shots on goal for Team Steel. 14 shots on goal for the Rail Spooner. But then we entered the second period. Four goals were scored by the Rails, which Scott mentioned. Two of those were power play. One was shorthanded. 18 shots on goal for the Rails in the second period. Four for Team Steel. So we are getting a 32 shots on goal for Spooner, 8 shots on goal total for Team Steel. 3 penalties for Team Steel in the second period. All 3 of those, as I mentioned earlier, resulting in a goal. So the penalty kill, not as strong as we'd like to see it for Team Steel. And 1 power play for Spooner, they were able to kill that penalty.
So they're ready to face off right here. Coming out to center is going to be Angelina Bebo. And
Jim kind of stopped play. The referee stopped play. Around having a chat.
Yeah. All right, so the period will start at 16:57. Face-off one by Spooner. Trying to get that clear. There is Harlan Kazowitz. Harlan backhands it. That's sent up to the sidewall. That's Will. Here comes Angelina. Trying to keep that puck in, and they'll have to regroup. Willie getting checked there. Fights one defender off. Here he comes. He's going to try to split him and got kicked off that puck, got it back. Tried to backhand it down below the line. Chips it up near side.
Nice shot, Will. A lot of fire in his belly right now. We are sitting here in the at 20 seconds. So a large part of it is Will's energy.
And there's a shot off the post. That was from Harlan. Harlan back out, and he shoots that one. That's into a defender. Picking up that rebound, though, is Chuzz, and he got that was a blocker save there. Backhanded out by Spooner, and they felt the pressure, and they had to ice it, Matt.
Yeah, they did. Like I said, that was, I don't have a clock in my head, but I'm going to give you 48 and a half seconds of the Spooner zone. That series for Team Steel, a couple shots on goal. Down low, Kellen had a nice one. That's good. Callen, I keep calling Kellen. Callen had a nice one off the blocker. Goal. Get ready for the next face-off down here in the Spooner zone.
All right. Face-off one. Backhanded down below the net. Sent in. Kept in. There was a shot, and it was deflected by the defender. That's a dangerous play sometimes. Kept in there by Chuzz, but now skated out. Chuzz will get it back. He'll dump that puck in. 15:36 here to play. 5-1 deficit for Team Seal. Team Spooner.
For a breakout here, passing around quite a bit down to the zone. Team Seal back at neutralized, waiting for the action. The foul does come this way. Bringing it back down to the base office. Spooner goalie is on our left. We got Tanya on our right. So we're hoping to see a little more action at the south end of the ring.
All right, 15-15 here to play in the game. 5-1 on the faceoff, Angelina Bebo. That one's won by Spooner. They tap it out. They have numbers, but they tapped it down to Harlan. Now poked out there, and here comes Xavier on the rush. Xavier gets through the middle and pays for it there. He got sandwiched between a couple of rails. It looked like offside there. Yeah, it was. He certainly was. Yeah. 14:52 on the offsides call right there for Team Seal. A little flurry of action right away, though, for Team Seal. That faceoff won by Spooner. Centering pass, no. That stick was lifted by Nolan. Falling on the ground was Chuz. He got back up and got that puck cleared. Tried to kick it forward. Daniel got almost a tripping call there. It was pretty close. Centering pass. Knocked away. Picking up his stick now is Keith. Daniel lost a handle on it. And Chuz, backhanded shot down below the goal. Now kicked up. Picked up there by Daniel. Daniel lost a footing. And we're going to get a shot on net, I believe. Yep. And it is. And that's from Will.
Will, all the way down, full ice, 200 footer.
Chuz tried on the forecheck there. Got it back down. And Harlan trying to keep that puck in. Swing and a miss by the defender. Now he gets it back. Bounces it by. And, breakaway there. Harlan, nice diving play to get a stick in front. Here comes Willie now. Willie faced a poke check there. Backhanded it out and carried back in by Spooner. Getting that puck clear is Team Seal. Regrouping now is Spooner. Spooner on the attack. That was taken away by Harlan, but taken right back by a Spooner rail. And that puck dumped in by the rails. And there was a shot save. Here comes Angelina trying to poke that forward, but picked up by one of the defenders. That puck sent in and up, and Harlan came up at center ice. Dangerous play there. Now Spooner had an opportunity and couldn't make that pass. Handling, backhanded try, save. And down below the line now, making a slip. One of the defenders checking him off the puck was my daughter, Audrey. Nice pass ahead up to Xavier. And that stick to side, but he got the rebound. And there he got knocked into the board, Xavier, after that shot. And I don't know if he was just angry that he didn't get put a better shot on it or what. Nice play there by Harlan. Harlan got that puck out, and that was an offside. Not called. And we're going to get an icing.
12-10 to go here in the game. 5-1. Spooner up. Should note that just five goals, as I mentioned, for Spooner. All five are for equal five or for different points.
So good spread out scoring for the Rails. And in the second period, again, they were all on special teams. So Team Seal can stay out of the box. Probably.
Be a good thing.
Probably.
We looked at that.
Nice angling job there by Frank. He gets it out to Callen. Callen taps it ahead up to Will. Will, snapshot, and that one off the shoulder, looked like. Frank sends it over to Chuz just behind him. Chuz taps it into the zone, but back out to a Spooner player coming back over him. And Spooner player lost his edge right there after fighting off a check momentarily. There's a snapshot, and that one looked like it was just wide, trying to get that clear up to Chuz. Chuz sends it back down and around, all the way around, and sending that up is Daniel. He does get it clear momentarily. Now all the way around here for Chuz. Chuz expecting the hit, took it. Get back out of that, though. And has, the Spooner player harangued there by Frank. Cross-ice pass, D to D right there. And there's a glove save, but off of the glove by Tanya. There's a blocker save and a beauty out to the top of the net.
Good time for a break. The last, this time it was all Spooners except the last 30, 40 seconds sitting out in the steel zone. Good to see this guy. Top of the play, line change, 5-1 to score, 10-50 to go here in the third period.
All right, face-off won by Team Seal. Sent all the way around. Xavier tries to tap it by the defender. The defender keeps that in, and now Xavier looks like he was going to get a trip and didn't. Lost his stick, decided to bowl right through him. And that puck is tapped up to the opposite side. And Audrey coming up the side. That one tapped up forward. Xavier's got one man to beat. Looking for nice backhanded try, and that's a good shot there by Angelina. Save, blocker save, or pad save there. Puck kept in, and Harlan didn't realize it. Xavier takes a check after sending that puck down and over. Nolan bumping that player down, trying to get wide. Out to the D-man. Here's a shot high over the goal. And Tanya kind of knows her way around the goal. She's like, oh, that one's high. She's not even going to take a shot at it. Blocker save and a beauty from the shot from the point again. That puck sent down and around near side half wall, down behind the net by a Spooner player. Spooner setting up their offense. Team Steel trying to play back a little bit and block passing lanes. Backhanded out, and they're going to call icing. But Team Seal needed a change right there. And Nolan Niehoff, the senior captain, he's got the C on his shoulder, backhanded it down. So gives an opportunity here for Team Seal.
I just noticed that Tanya's had 35 shots on goal, 5 of course, resulting in big goals. I just noticed a ton of rebounds. Multiple were not the rebound recovery goals. They were team shot, first shot attempt.
There was a shot, but it was knocked down. And looked like a... that Spooner player was holding up Mr. Keith, young Keith there. That puck kept in there. Frank sends it up the sidewall after he got it back. Chuz couldn't get a handle on it. Bouncing puck knocked away by Frank on the shot. Near side half wall now. Tied up there is one of the Spooner players. Coming over to help is their center. He digs it off the wall. And that puck loose out to the top. Here's a snapshot off the post. And backhanded it out there by Daniel. Sent back down in by Spooner on a nice transition play by them. That was in neutral ice. There's a bouncing puck. Kind of a neat angle there. Oh, yeah. Your wife loves those.
The flying saucer pass. That one really was. It was almost.
It was. Now Spooner standing behind the net, trying to work on their breakout. They send a stretch pass up. They get it clear, but after that, it gets taken away. Nope. Shot into the chest there of Harlan. Harlan wheels behind the net, sends it up to Xavier. Xavier taps it up to center, but that's going to be too hard for Angelina, and they call off icing, though.
7:55 to go of the game. 5-1, Spooner still up.
Coming up on the forecheck there was Audrey. Down into the far side corner. Team Seal. And Spooner gets that clear. Send it up to Xavier. Xavier carries it in. Loses the handle there. Drop pass to the captain, the defenseman. And that puck sent out to center and chased for it. Raced down there was Frank.
Frank had a nice backpack on that. Saved a really nice shooting opportunity for
ooh. Harlan had a good opportunity there to kind of take that pass away. Centering pass off the stick, and it was a danger zone play there for Team Steele. Shot high now, rattles around opposite side. Centering pass, the center or the winger tried to tip that puck in and didn't get a full stick on it. Now sent down behind the line again by Spooner. Out to the sidewall to Xavier. Xavier sends that up to Will. Will caught that on a stick, didn't even realize it. Here comes Harlan, and Harlan shoots just high and wide, trying to keep that puck in, and watch out. Now it's going to be a break, but here comes Keefe, and there's a goal.
6-1.
Far side wide on that loose puck that just got out in front of the rush.
Frank was right there trying to face it down.
Deegan Cleveland from Mason Hopwood. So there's six different scorer right there. So good wide scoring there from Spooner. Spooner gets the puck back into their offensive zone. But down behind the line right there is Frank fighting his way there. Nolan, he's a big body, pushes his way through there. Centering pass off the stick of a Spooner player. There's a shot and rattles around. Backhanded try off the skate of Team Steele.
So a little bit of hockey good news for the youth hockey program here in Park Falls. Last weekend, the Bantams at the under 14 won a tournament, a pre-tournament down in Anago. Came away with some hardware. Put that here in the arena. So if you want to come on down, take a look at the newest.
And they kind of coasted to a win there.
7-1 was the score of the championship.
And there's a loose puck in front of Tanya. Tanya, and there is good. The net got knocked off again.
Yeah, they struggled last year with numbers for the high school team. This year we're starting to see some recovery. There's still a little light on the numbers again.
Face off won by Angelina, fighting down behind the net. There was Nolan, sent out to Xavier. Xavier tries to get that pass up to center, and there's a shot wide. That was from Mason Sobrelski. Centering pass knocked away by Xavier. Backhanded try, no good. Chasing down on the near side half wall was Audrey. Couldn't handle that puck. That one's tapped away now. Harlan tries to clear. Can't get clear there. Off his skate, though. Angelina gets it up. And here comes. Out to center now. Spooner will chase that down.
On the
forecheck there was Xavier.
6-1 to score, Spooner up.
All right. Here we go. Spooner gets it back to center. It's a one-on-three. There's a shot. It was gloved. It might have been high anyway. And Nolan picks it up from behind the net. The ice is getting a little chewed up right here. Nolan's going to skate it down, backhanded it down below the goal line, and now he's going to come up for the check. He tried a centering pass. He was off the stick of the goalie. And if anybody would have been there, it would have been a golden opportunity. Keeping that puck in momentarily was... Chuz delivering the shoulder there was Nolan. Here's Chuz on the far side. He dumps that puck down behind the line. Goalie kind of taps it down there. Chuz getting a hit there. And now they can't keep that puck in there. Nice tap there from Frank. Here comes Harlan. Harlan.
Goal! All right, so Harlan. Second goal of the game, 6-2. That's some work to do to pull out back and win. We'll take one at a time.
Harlan Kazowitz, unassisted. He came up off the wall, skated by one man, and took kind of a tough angle shot over the right shoulder of the goalie and in. Faceoff winning, or won here by Spooner, but picked up by Team Seal after that. That puck dumped into the Seal zone, and Spooner trying to get clear. Harlan sends it out opposite side on the forecheck now, Team Seal. It's a little more life. Bumped off the puck was Angelina. Nice play there by Harlan. Spelling goal again. Yep. I like when they get like that. Little hungry. Yep. Little hungry. Uh-oh, centering pass. Watch out. Loose puck in the slot. It poked away by a good sweep check there. Will fights off one check. Gets wide. He's got one man to beat, but somebody's catching up on the back check. Tries a backhand curl into a defender.
Puck coming back down for looks like the icing call.
And it will be. Icing, the icing call at 2:56 here to play.
Up 52. Spooner is as a lead. And that was a beautiful goal by Harlan. All done. 38 shots on goal for Spooner. 13 shots on goal for Team Steel. Five of those shots here in this period. So this is the highest shot period for Team Steel so far this season.
All right, face-off one. Team Seal's got it. And here comes Xavier. Xavier working his way around, skating the circle, sends a saucer pass, and watch out. It's a rush here. Number 16, that's Dernowski, but he got bumped off the puck. Good back check by Team Seal. Puck loose down behind the net and stick the side, but here he gets it back, and watch out. Sends it out to the point.
Oh.
And goal, and it off the stick of somebody there from the point. That's Keb Schlappler. Schlapper. That's a good name for a defenseman. Schlapper.
Schlapper, but he didn't slap it in.
From Austin Patterson and Garrett Dernowski. 2:22 here to play in the game. Face-off won by Team Seal, but Spooner comes away afterward. Fight at center ice there.
Chuz? Spooner, no one has two goals this year, so it tells you that they have really great goals.
That puck. Sent up near side around. Will rims it all the way around to Callen. Callen tries to pick that puck up. Now it comes up to the slot. Nolan picks it up and backhands it up. Will gets it caught under his skates, didn't see it. Ice is getting pretty chewed up here, and there's a floating puck into the stand.
One 1:41
to play, Matt.
I look to face off down to the field zone, park side back.
All right. Face off coming, and nobody wants to take it. Here's Callen. And Daniel doesn't, he's a first-year player, so he's kind of skating around. He thought he'd go to the wing, and he didn't. Face off won by Spooner. That one's knocked away, and then rolls at Tanya. So that'll be a save there.
Yeah, that's that place you're talking about. That was they got rattled around the tape. I guess he rolled to her. Why did he stop and come with it?
1:38 here to play. Face-off one. And sent out to center. Callen on the chase. And, wow, redeflected shot, and that was a tough save by Tanya.
Yeah.
It was like Plinko there. And there's a shot deflected into the net,
1:23. combination deflection thing that just kind of caught everybody by surprise, including her, but she did a nice job of reacting to it and checking it out.
That puck tapped out the center. Here comes Xavier. He's got one man to beat. Xavier kind of caught it up there. Bumped off the puck there was Audrey. There was a shot from the slot there. That was Harlan. Harlan looking for his second one. Harlan works his way off of that. Gets that puck down and in. Audrey trying to center it. And that one bounced off the glass to a Spooner player who carries it back. Back check now is Frank. Good pass there. Saved by Tanya. Rimmed all the way around and taken out. That's six men on the ice right there.
Scott helping out the refs on that play. Puck came coming across. We had a line change in effect. And what happened is the puck hit the player who was coming off the ice, who was at the door, another player coming out the door.
28.9 seconds.
So they got a power play, a 30-second power play, 28.9, I guess, second power play coming up with the team steal.
So, yep, there was six men on the ice. I didn't know if they were going to see it. And Harlan sends that one in. Kept in there by Will. Will fighting his way down, down behind the line. He got kind of a pick, backhanded try, and that one's going to be flung all the way down the ice, but it doesn't make it all the way. Chuz tries to get it. Backhanded in by Spooner.
There's the game.
And that's it. So, 7-2 and Team Seal does not prevail. Prevailing is Spooner Rails coming on over here and winning this game. 7-2 in regulation, of course.
So. Seven goals, like you said, I mentioned earlier, all seven of those goals were scored by someone different. So tonight, head goal just to Team Steel, Colin Suzzles had the first goal of the game, first goal for Team Steel. Early on, assisted by Will, a nice wraparound shot attempt by Will. And the rebound was picked up by Colin for the goal. Then later in the game, here in the third period, Harlan had his unassisted goal, giving us the 2 points that we have on the board.
So goals for Colin Suzzles. And also Harlan Kazowit, and an assist going to Will Kraut. We're not going to be able to get any of the players come up here and talk tonight, but we'll get you on that next game and get some of the seniors in here to talk. But that'll do it for tonight. And this is Scott Heckman.
And Matt Nichols.
And Matt Nichols bringing you high school hockey here from Park Falls, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Matt, say it.
And don't forget, a kid on ice is
never in hot water.
Right.
We'll send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
Half of my main street's missing. 98.7 KDAQ Country.
How's it going? Brian Curry checking in. Thursday evening. Hope you're having a great week. Music continues with Kane Brown. It kicks off his In the Air tour next year.
I can see you by the bar. Skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. We'll be right back.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
It should be all green and gold, watching snow coming down Charlie Brown, and everybody gathered round the tree. Can't come, but you